Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association has been operating the state-owned Tucker Bay Lagoon Hatchery since 1994 with a goal to release about 100 million pink salmon fry. The association says the lagoon is too small and makes it difficult to harvest returning fish. It applied to move about 25,000 square feet of net pens to the head of Tucker Bay in 2013. The permit was initially denied and then approved after an appeal. Later, it was rescinded and was approved again by current DNR Commissioner Andy Mack in January. After hearing from concerned residents, Governor Bill Walker directed Mack and ADF&G Commissioner Sam Cotton to hold a listening session in Homer. Mack explained at the start of the session that the decision was not going to change.
It's probably most important to say that the decision itself is the binding document, and it if there are any questions or if one of us says something that is in opposite of what is in this decision, then the decision stands.
Both locations are in Ketchmack Bay State Park and would raise fish for about 3 months during the season. Audience members took turns, one by one, voicing their support or concerns. Several scrutinized the size of the operation, its impact on the viewshed, and potential water quality issues. Former Ketchmack Bay Park Chief Ranger Roger McCampbell helped write the park's 1986 and current 1995 management plan. He says they never expected aquaculture to grow so much.
The question is, in my mind, is what do you want your state parks to look like? What type of development, what precedent will this set as the hatchery basically starts to move and grow outside of the footprint that's existing now? And what other things will come down the road? We did not have a crystal ball in 1986 to look this far into the future. I wish we did.
However, others say this is exactly what the park was intended for. Former Alaska legislator for the Homer area, Clem Tillian, helped create the park.
I also did the critical habitat area later on, and it was nothing detrimental to commercial fisheries would be allowed. They were talking about putting a pulp mill here, which I didn't want. I wanted the environment protected. The thing is, I like mariculture because it has to have crystal clear water or it can't make it. And so it's another group that will protect it. The commissioner made the right decision.
Several argued the impacts of the move are unknown and the decision wasn't based on science. Area resident Nancy Hillstrand worries that the operation would impact struggling Dungeness crab and shrimp populations.
Dungeness are going for $5 a pound right now, and we're putting these pens right in the middle of a Dungeness crab reproductive area. The hatchery closed in 2004, and Fish and Game did some surveys and found that in 2008, 2009, they found substantial numbers of Dungeness crab. So we can pretend we think it's just a fluke, but maybe it's not a fluke. And so has anyone really looked into why did these Dungeness crab come back?
Several fishermen disagreed. Raising fish in the bay would negatively impact the ecology. Senator Malcolm Mill added that all commercial activity in the park comes at a cost.
There's a cost in having water taxis running in the park. There's a cost in having, if you have trail development, if we're marketing the park as a destination, attracting visitors, that has many costs. I mean, personally, I think these costs are acceptable and part of what allows people to live here and make a living being here.
The association still needs one permit from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Executive Director Gary Fondry says it wanted to make the move this season.
We had to delay that because of some reasons with production, and we're hoping to be able to implement the program starting in next year.
Fondry hopes that permit will be acquired soon. The association would be allowed to operate in Tucker Bay for 2 years. Some net pens would remain in the lagoon to release fish, and their eggs will continue to be harvested for the operation. For KBBI News, I'm Aaron Bolton.